The iconic orange and black migratory monarch butterfly has just made the red list of threatened species, designated by the International Union of Conservation of Nature. The insect's western population in Utah, California, and surrounding states has dropped 95% from the 1980s. The numbers ticked up a bit last year, but remain extremely low. Dr. Rebecca Quinones-Pinon is chief monarch recovery strategist for the National Wildlife Federation. She says part of the problem is climate change, which is throwing off the bloom times of the insect's favorite food, native milkweed.
Since last year, we noticed that milkweeds were not blooming when the monarchs were already migrating. And so they couldn't find enough milkweed to lay their eggs during the spring.
The ongoing destruction or degradation of habitat in Utah and other states is a huge problem for the monarch butterfly. In 2010, observers in Utah counted more than 200,000 of the bright orange insects along their western migration route through the West, but in recent years, the count dropped to only 30,000. Scientists believe the decline of the monarch population, which migrates through Utah on the way to its winter home in Mexico, is tied to the state's persistent drought conditions. Amanda Barth is a rare insect conservationist at Utah State University. She says Utah gardeners and landowners should make sure there's an ample supply of healthy and growing milkweed plants, which grow naturally but are also available at many plant nurseries.
Utah plays a role in their summer breeding, and so this is an opportunity for the population to get really, really big because one individual female can lay a couple hundred eggs.
Advocates are pressing for Congress to pass the Monarch Action, Recovery, and Conservation of Habitat Act of 2021, which would establish a rescue fund to implement the Western Monarch Conservation Strategy. They also support the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, which would dedicate almost $1.4 billion to efforts to save wildlife species at risk. I'm Mark Richardson. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.